Plug those headphones in. It's time for Ireland's only interactive podcast, the multi-award-winning Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy, recorded live at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. If you're in the Portmarnock area, why not pop by the White Sands Hotel? The Oasis Bar and Grill just below our studio is well worth a visit. And there's so much more, actually, that you can do around this hotel. You can take your dog for a shower. You can have a sauna. This is all outside in the car park, and there's also car valeting in the back car park. It's all here at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock. So what do we want to talk about on this latest edition of Opinions Matter? One of our listeners, a guy called Tony, contacted us over the weekend on his return from his holidays in Tenerife. And he witnessed something while he was away in Tenerife that he thought was absolutely outrageous. And I'm going to get him to tell us exactly what he witnessed, but we'd love to hear from you on this with your opinion on 085 825 2626. So, Tony, let's go back to your holidays and tell me, if you will, exactly what you witnessed.
Well, Adrian, to be honest, when we were actually away in Tenerife, one of the days during the week, we went up to one of the local bars for a bite to eat and a drink. And we were sitting, obviously, in the middle of the pub. And just out on the right-hand side of the very corner, just under the telly, I just noticed this woman who had two kids. Now, I'd say she was like her late 30s. And what I actually witnessed was that the waitress had brought our three drinks. And the three drinks looked like three gins because, you know, from the measures you get on holidays when you're drinking spirits. Mm-hmm. One of the daughters obviously looked old enough, over 18. But I was absolutely gobsmacked by the age of the second daughter, which only looked about 15. And the one thing I really couldn't get over was that not only was the mother fine with it, the staff were okay with it, but she wasn't. There was no sign of her being asked for ID. But she looked too young to be drinking, Adrian.
So what age are we talking about? So there's three, mammy and two daughters. One of the girls looked of age, but the other, what age would you say she was?
I was about 15, Adrian. She definitely wasn't 18.
And, I mean, I was looking up earlier on, the age for drinking in Spain is the same as here. It's actually 18. So, you know, obviously she was drinking underage, as she would be here in this country. But obviously the mother was happy enough with this. She was allowing her to have the drink. Surely that's enough.
Absolutely, Adrian. Like, you know, if it was a bottle of beer, like, say, you know, and she was just having one, you'd say it's fine. Like, I know she's there supervising that, but it's a spirit. And, like, people know how strong spirits are, and especially the measures you get away. I mean, I remember my first holiday away, I was in Santa Ponsa, and we went into a bar, and I asked for two vodkas and a Red Bull. And because it was my first time away, I didn't realise how big the measures were. When I got the two vodkas and a Red Bull back, I was like, the glass was three quarters full of vodka, and I was like, how am I going to drink this? So obviously to try and get rid of the vodka, I obviously had to buy more Red Bull to try and take the strongness out of it. But after that, I learned a lesson of, I won't be ordering spirits again on holidays. But if I go away, I just have one and that's it, because I know the measures are very strong. But getting back to the subject, Adrian, it was either a gin and tonic or it was vodka and coke, because it was like clear stuff and they had cans of coke beside them. So it was be guessing, saying it's probably a vodka and coke, maybe.
Okay, so this mother was allowing her, we're assuming 15-year-old, to drink a vodka and coke or a gin or whatever it was, but definitely a spirit of some sort on holidays. You obviously feel that this is very irresponsible of this mother.
Absolutely, like, Adrian, as I said, like, you know, it's such a young age and, like, you know, there's so much going on in the world at the minute, and, you know, you read stories about stuff that's happening to young kids and stuff, and, you know, I think there's just, like, okay, you know, like, if you're 16, 17 and you're supervised having, as I said, a drink or a beer or a bottle of beer or a pint, that's fine, having one, that's fine. But drinking spirits at an age of 15, is a no-no for me. If it was me, now I don't have kids, and I know people are probably going to blast me for this, but I'm only expressing an opinion. But if it was me, they wouldn't be drinking until 16, 17, and it certainly wouldn't be spirits. It'd be like, you know, you could have, like, say, as I said, a pint or two or whatever the parent feels comfortable letting that child drink.
Okay, but it's the spirits, it's her age. You think it was irresponsible of this parent. But as regards parents allowing teenagers to drink full stop, you think it's okay to have maybe the odd beer or whatever, but nothing stronger than that?
Yeah, like, to be honest, Adrian, it depends on the age. And, like, if they're supervised by the parent, that's fine. If they're 16, 17, I've no issue with that at all, because we all probably started off, like, I mean, I remember I didn't have my first drink till I was 16 or 17, and it was supervised, so it was at a family occasion, and I was allowed my first pint, and my mom and dad were happy to let me have a drink. So, like, I don't mind if it's supervised, but, like, what I witnessed on holidays was shocking. And
it was being supervised, was it not? She was there with her mother.
No, I know, Adrian, but the point that I'm trying to make is she's so young. She's 15 years of age. I mean, if she had, say, six or seven of them drinks and, say, ended up in the hospital, you know, the mother's going to go back and blame the pub, where it's the mother's responsibility to limit her child to keep her child on a limit of certain drinks that she can have. But, like, I also blame the owner of the pub, because, as I said, there was no sign of her getting asked for ID. They were happy to go over and serve her as well. So it's not just the mother here. It's actually the management as well I blame.
Okay.
Because, as I said...
So you're calling, obviously, on parents with teenagers who might want to be their friend and allow them to have a couple of drinks, to just make sure that it's not spirits.
Yeah, absolutely. Like as I said, I think at a young age, like my guess, and from when I looked over, there's no way she even looked 16 or 17, Adrian, sorry. I would have given her 15 the most. But to see someone of that age drinking spirits is a no-no.
All right, Tony, stay with me for 1 second if you can, please. Our number is 085 825 2626. Let me bring in Jason on this.
Oh, yeah, Adrian. Adrian, will you tell Jeremy's cousin there on the phone, would he not be better off minding his own fucking business and leave the woman alone with her two daughters? Number one, what's he doing watching the woman and her two daughters? Would he not be just minding his own business and with his own partner or his own boyfriend, whatever he has there with him? And you can't really tell the age of somebody just by looking at them. Okay, that's impossible. I was still being asked for ID when I was 25. I looked real young, thank God. I know other people that looked like they were 30 when they were only 15, 16. And on one hand he's saying he has this moral compass, and then he's saying it's what she was drinking, so it was drinking beer, it's all right, but because it's a shark, and then mind his own fucking business.
Well, no, he is right. There is a difference between beer and spirits, obviously. The high alcohol content, you know, a 15-year-old could drink a pint of beer and they're probably not going to be affected by it. But the shots on holidays are, Jesus, even when I was on holidays, your head must be spinning after a couple of them. Teenagers should not
but
be...
But the point is, it's none of his business. If this mother wants to allow her 15-year-old to have a drink, that's her choice and her decision. It's none of his business, is it?
So we can't pass common cheese on a podcast called...
Okay, but what do you think of a 15-year-old having spirits? You obviously think it's wrong.
It's a certain type of parent that allows it.
Meaning what?
The type of people that go to Tenerife. It's working class. It's a working class thing. No responsible parent would do that. I saw myself there when we were on holidays 2 weeks ago in one of the bars that we went to. We never went back to because it was a scummy bar. And this was 6 o'clock in the evening. And there was a family there, all in Dubs jerseys. Mother and father about 10 pints in front of them. And the daughter there as well. And I'm telling you, she definitely was under 18. She was about 15 or 16. And she was having cocktails, alcoholic cocktails as well. Horrified I was by it.
Horrified?
Yeah, I think it's disgusting.
So he believes that it is absolutely downright irresponsible of a parent to allow their young person of 15 years of age to drink spirits. Well, he didn't seem to have as much of an issue with...
You're normalising it. You're normalising...
They're on holidays.
It doesn't matter where. So it's okay in Spain, but it's not okay in Ireland.
They're on holidays. No harm done. Like, the young one's just having a drink. She's sitting there with her mother. It's not like she was off... on her own. She was there with her mother having a couple of drinks. But you think it's outrageous?
It is, because if you're letting them have spirits at 15 years of age, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
What, they're probably going to be doing cocaine by 18
have
years of age.
Give over.
Well, yeah, they probably will.
Because mother is sitting there allowing her daughter to have a vodka and coke or whatever it was.
It was more than one.
Yeah, whatever. That young one is going to be on coke in a couple of years.
I'm just saying, if you start drinking too early, and I'm talking about hard drink, if you started that early, they're going to be fed up with drink by 18 years of age.
Anthony, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Anthony?
Sorry, lads, not too bad. Yourself?
Yeah, good, thanks, Anthony. Well, what did you want to say on this? Is there any harm done here?
I think you both have good opinions on it, to be honest, but I'd probably stay on the side of Jeremy, because you're a product of how you're read. And like, I was out last night, and we were having a bite to eat, and the table in front of us, two children and mother. Mother had a cocktail. One of the older kids had a coffee. And the other lad there was no older than 14 years old, actually, because my own fellow there was 14. They all go down with the same bubble looking haircuts on them. So they're all, and he's having a smearing off ice and he's vaping. And I'm sitting there thinking to myself, like, the mother, it's all on the mother, it's all on the mother and the father. It's a brother, hell yeah, read. I think, where does it stop? It's like, you let somebody, it's like this, you let your daughter have a drink, and she'll have a drink. Where does it stop? Generally, right, because it ends up on maybe more harder stuff. Drinking, and then it goes on to drugs, or being out late, too late, not coming in at 11 or 10 or 11, or they're out till 1, 2 in the morning, they're on 15 or 16. And there's been examples of that right across the board over the years.
Okay, so I'm getting messages in saying things like, this is typical of scumbag parents allowing their kids to drink at 15. Scumbag parents?
No, I don't think anybody, it's not when you call anybody scumbag parents, but It's simply a product of how you're raised. It really is. Like, I mean, I'm all for parents. The best thing you can do, I suppose, as a parent is educate your teenagers about, I suppose, the dangers of alcohol and the courage. And you've got to encourage them to hold off drinking as long as possible, at least or 18 anyway. But I mean, I'm human. I was 17. I had my first drink. My parents supervised me. I was very listened. Like, you can have 1-2 max, and you know, that's it, no shorts, no none of that. So I agree with Tony, the original, like, having shorts is a bit on a slippery slope.
Okay, so you agree then that for a 15-year-old to be drinking spirits is far too young?
Oh yeah, look, yeah, absolutely. Listen, the case in point, and I don't remember, there was a girl there, Blanchestown, that was murdered many years ago. And out drinking, at, I think it was 12 a.m. at night, found along the canal, and boyfriend had murdered her. Don't know what he's not. That's where that stuff can go, because you lose all your inhibitions and your senses when you get to that point, that age, because you know no different. You think you're invincible.
Again, but let me just go back to the point of this. Firstly, you know, spirits. Young people drink spirits a lot more than young people would have drank spirits when I was younger, okay? That's just what they do. They drink vodka and whatever. So this young one, 15 years of age, with her mammy having a vodka and coke. Surely this mother is being responsible by allowing the young one to do it in front of her.
Okay, so let me put this to you. So if it was your daughter and she's 15 years old and she comes to you instead and says, look, Dad, I want to have sex with my boyfriend, I'm 15, and so your answer is going to be, let's say, something along the lines of, as long as you're practicing safe sex, I think it's fine. Because let's be honest, you can't supervise her in that. Where does it stop? If you're allowing her to have a drink at 15 and say, look, it's fine, I can see you having a drink, and maybe the next time you don't see her having a drink, maybe she has a drink with her friends, and, you know, I can handle one. My dad said I can handle one. I can handle two. My dad said I can handle two. What about in the other instance where does it stop? Let's say, let's just call it spade a spade. I have my own kids, and I'll give you one or two good examples here. My 16-year-old asked, his girlfriend's from UK, could he stay in a hotel room? Absolutely not. What type of parent would I be if I turn around and say, yes, you can do that? You know, even if I sit in a hotel and then I go upstairs, but that doesn't make any sense. And the same thing with drinking. Like, I my other lad is 14, and I'm in Lanzarote at the moment, and I was in the pool yesterday, and I said to him, go to the bar there and see if you get me a pint, right? And he went up, and they served him. Now, He said to the girl, he came back down, he goes, he was all happy, he chucked his laddie. He said, oh, he got the daddy therapy. He says, what, do you ask you anything? And he goes, I can see them at the bar. And he said, what age are you? He said, 18. It's 14. They don't give
a shit. So, it was no bother for this 13-year-old to get. He didn't even have to say it's for my dad or anything, did he?
No. I could see him. So I'm in the pool. I could see the pool bar from where I was standing in the pool. I called him. I said, listen, ask him for a point for me there. And he says, yeah, okay. Goes over, gets the money, goes back, crosses over, gets the point. Girl that's been serving us pretty much the whole holiday so far. He goes over. I couldn't hear the interaction. So he doesn't drink. He comes back over hand. I said, did she say anything? And he says, this is what age was he? And I said, what's his best life? He says, maybe. And he went back over to his mad trip. His daddy, he's like, oh, I got to the bar from that. You know, so over here, the new ones are really, really like, they don't give a shit. So if they don't give a shit, the parents are certainly giving shit. Like, I mean, let's be honest.
Okay, but so going back to the point, so your young fellow, he was able to get served at 13 years of age, which is extraordinary now, I have to say. I assume he doesn't look 18 at all. But to go back to the point of this mother allowing her 15-year-old to drink a vodka and Coke or whatever it was, a Bacardi and Coke or a gin or whatever, you think that that's just wrong?
Yeah, it's not right. It's absolutely not. No parent should condone their kid drinking at 15 years old. Whether it's one or whether it's half of one, it just makes no sense.
Okay, stay there for one second if you can, please, Anthony. I won't say I'm not jealous with you being in Lanzarote at the moment, as well for you. Let me go to Trevor. You're on Opinions Matter. Hiya, Trevor.
Hello, sir.
Now, Trevor, what did you want to say on this?
Scum parents raising scum kids.
Scum parents raising scum kids.
Yep. Elijah, let me ask you a question. Did you often go out drinking with your parents at 15?
I didn't go out drinking with them, no. But I would have had a drink on holidays when I was probably 16.
Okay, 16, would you have had spirits though?
Not with my parents' consent, no.
That's yeah,
not,
well, there you go. Why wouldn't your parents have handed you a shot of vodka and said, here you go, son, enjoy that?
Because people had a different perception of spirits then. Spirits were always seen as the hard drink. The point I was making a while ago is that young people today do drink spirits.
Yeah. I often see them with their vodkas and cokes and stuff like that, yeah. I'd agree to that. How many parents are sitting there with them, though, and drinking it with them? Because I guarantee you, the parents that are sitting there with them are saying, am I getting my hands and brands and any bestest of friends? And we're giving them a few shots. Go then, getting us an after shock, will you?
No, Adrian, it's scum. You know what I mean? Like,
So that mother in that bar in Tenerife last week is an absolute scumbag. I don't know where she's from. I don't even know if she's Irish. But she is an absolute scumbag for allowing her daughter to drink.
Yeah, and I guarantee it didn't stop at one, Eddie. You know what I mean? The poor child was probably stumbling out of the place with the parents, all linked up together, going, let's go home and get some more. I don't get it, man. Like, why would you allow your child to drink that young and then possibly be raising them in an environment where alcohol is the be-all and end-all? You're a parent. You're supposed to be the one who puts down rules, who guides them, who teaches them safety. Giving them hard vodka, liquor, whatever you want to call it, is not being a parent. That's being a mate.
Okay, the young one wasn't drinking the vodka straight out of a bottle. She was drinking it with a mixer in the normal fashion.
Doesn't matter.
So this parent, this mother, who allowed her daughter to drink vodka or whatever it was while on her holidays in Spain, is an absolute scumbag parent, in your opinion.
Why are you putting emphasis on holiday? Like, what? Because she's out of the country where she's originally from, it's okay to drink legally then, is it?
You're on holidays.
No, Jeremy, Adrian, you're a parent, right? You brought your kids away on holidays, I'm sure, when they were younger. Did you ever go up there and get yourself a vodka and Coke or a Jack and D or whatever the hell they would? I don't drink liquor, so I don't know. But like, would you ever do that?
I drink Bacardi and Coke. Would I have a Bacardi and Coke in front of my kids?
No, would you have one with them at 15, send them up to the bar to get a drink for themselves?
No, not at 15, no.
There you go. So you're a parent, you're not a mate.
No, but that's me. But I'm not going to necessarily judge somebody else for deciding that they want to allow them.
And aren't those the ones that aren't being judged, the ones who are raising the scum kids? They probably came home from the holidays age and go, well, if you let me drink there, why can't I drink here?
My age didn't change. What's different? And the parents probably went, yeah, she's probably right. I'll tell you what, here, go on down to the local shop there and get yourself a bottle of vodka, but make sure you get a mixer for it. How do you justify that?
Okay, so as far as you're concerned, you're the lowest of the low in terms of your parenting skills if you're allowing your 15-year-old to drink spirits or, in fact, listening to you drink anything.
Well, as you know, I'll say it's one thing to you, right? It's what my brother used to have a saying. You're lower than a snake's bollocks if you do something like that.
Stay there for one second. Okay, all right. Stay there for 1 second if you can, please, Trevor.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A podcast from Ireland with a difference.
Sean, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Sean?
How are you doing, Adrian? How are you doing, Jeremy?
Good, thanks, Sean. Is there any harm in a mother allowing her 15-year-old to have a vodka and coke when she's on her holidays?
I mean, first of all, we can't say what age she is. Okay?
I'm just assuming from talking to Tony, we're going to assume she's 15, okay?
Yeah, we're going to assume, yeah. Now, first of all, what I say is Tony needs to mind his own fucking business. And that other EJ on the line, I don't know what he's thinking, calling the parent a scumbag. As far as I remember, he was the one on the other week saying that women in abusive situations are at fault for not leaving their partner. So whatever he has to say, I don't give a fuck about. But what I am going to say is it's different drinking culture over there and people are on their holidays. Like I said, no one is falling over or causing trouble or causing bleeding riots in the middle of Spain. This is a kid sitting in front of her ma having a drink and bothering nobody.
And Trevor, this is the point that I was making, that, you know, it's not this young one was out on the piss with a load of 15-year-olds with her mother having a drink.
Sorry, Adrian, there's a lot of accusations just thrown at me there. First of all, how many drinks did the child have?
We don't know.
There you go.
No, I don't
know. One not enough. Is one not too many?
It doesn't matter. And here, hang on, yeah, maybe it was just...
How many kids you got, mate?
That's none of your concern, all right?
So you've none,
what I'm
basically.
Saying is you're talking a load of shite.
I'm a father of five, mate.
I don't need to talk to you about that.
You've no kids. Just say you have no kids. Go on.
I don't want to.
Put your trousers up and say I'm a big boy. Go on.
Yeah, I will pull my trousers up.
Yeah. How many parenting roles have you got to worry about on a daily basis?
How many parenting roles? Again, it's not your concern. Why is that relevant? We're not talking about me, are we?
So
we're talking about this family on
Spain. Just say that.
If you want to keep on topic.
You would happily go drinking with your kids, would you?
If I'm on holiday and the kid is 16, well, I'm hardly going to say, oh no, you're too young, you're going to die, you're going to end up in hospital, you're going to hurt someone, you're going to kill someone. That's just not true, is it?
Okay, you just said if you're on holidays, would you let the kids drink in Dublin, would you?
No, of course you wouldn't let them drink in Dublin. First of all, I wouldn't even go out drinking in Dublin, first of all, myself. Second of all, you're not telling your kid go out on the town there. You're saying we're going to sit down together, have a drink as a fucking family.
And as far as you're concerned, Sean, that's a much more responsible approach of this mother where it comes to her young one drinking.
Adrian, she's not letting her kid go off to a nightclub and live her fucking life on her own, is she?
No, she's not.
This fella saw her sitting with her family. I don't know what you're laughing at, but that's exactly what happened.
I'm laughing at you, mate. You haven't got a blatant answer for me. So you let your kids drink on holiday, but not in Ireland.
Do you want the truth? No, I don't have kids. That's the truth. I'm not here to get personal, but you won't let them drink in Ireland.
What's the difference?
Sure, what's the difference? What do you mean, what's the difference?
So there you go, so you let your kid at 15 years just drink any time. Well, there you go.
Did I say I'm going to let a 15-year-old drink at any time? That's not what I said. In fact, if you were actually listening,
you said
they were sitting down with their family. I said they were sitting down with their family. If you were actually listening to what I said.
Yeah, and what? Like, how many drinks did you let the child have?
I didn't say, go on out there, Kelly, and go out on the town with your friends, and I don't give a rat's, and drink as many vodkas as you want. No, that's not what I said.
Yeah, but these parents
She's sitting down with her mother. She's sitting down with her mother, and they're causing her
to hard liquor. Okay, yeah, okay. Fair enough.
I'll agree with you there. Look, I'm going to agree with you on one point. We don't know how many she had. We don't know how many was caught, but hey, that's a good point, and I agree with you on that. But who was she harming?
I mean, that's what this comes down to, Trevor. Who's being harmed here?
The parents are harming her age. They're giving her fucking drink that shouldn't be consumed at her age.
But I think
why
I
not
think
be a parent and when your child says, "Can I have a drink?" say no. Fucking
what you
no.
Need to take away
what
from
happened
it?
To the word what no in this fucking society?
What you're not taking away from it is that it wasn't the parent fucking up their child. They were sitting there at a table in the middle of Spain or wherever your man said he was, and they're just sitting there having family time. It's just different when you're on holiday. They're in a different culture.
So family time now involves drink.
You go on a holiday. Okay. You go on a holiday. You go on a holiday to experience a different country's culture. You don't go on holiday to fucking sit and say the same old evangelical shit that we put up with here. No.
Evangelical
you go to Spain
shit.
To be
oh,
in fucking
Jesus
Spain.
Christ.
No. Fucking you go hell. To Spain to be in Spain.
Yeah, mate, I have 5 kids. I bring them away 3-4 times a year. I still don't let them bleed and drink with me. And if they tried to drink with me, I couldn't stop them.
I'm not saying you have to. And I'm not even saying you're bad for not letting them either. And I look at that
it's
as a good thing.
Not bad, mate.
My bottom line is that person is harming nobody. And I'm just going
to
keep
no,
it
that
right.
That person's harming that child
saying.
Who they want to be best friends with instead of a fucking parent.
I'm not
parents
saying
are
I'm
fucking
not
scared shitless to be parents these days.
But we don't know what harm it's causing, are we? Yeah, okay, right.
You don't know it's not causing harm. That's the whole point. So why not just say fucking no?
Well, why do they have to when they're on the holidays and he can go up, or she could probably go up to the bar herself and get served, no problem anyway. So, I was on this podcast before talking about this exact topic of parents letting their kids drink at a young age. And my point was, if you can't control what your kids do when you're not around, take control for yourself and control it yourself. Because that's the safest
way.
Well,
my
you're
kids have been told to come into my house drunk,
they're going to end up on drugs and they're going to end up in trouble.
Well, I'm a firm believer. You come into this house, my house, with drink or drugs on you before 18. Well, drugs is a automatic ban anyway, but if you come into my house drunk, you're going back out the front door.
Okay, Sean, you believe that there is no major harm being done here by this young one on her holidays being allowed by her mother to have a drink?
I wouldn't say major harm, but it's not like she's not in a safe environment. And I've said that on this podcast before. Take control yourself before your kids decide they can control what they do before they come of age. Because otherwise, they'll just walk themselves right into harm. That's how it happens. Always happens that way.
Is that not victim blaming though, Sean? And in fact, there's a message here that's after coming in that's it's disgusting, actually. I don't even think we should read it out. But it's victim blaming. Are you not victim blaming, saying if someone gets drunk and they get assaulted, then so what?
No, that's not victim blaming, Jeremy. But you have to understand the adventurous mind of a teenage brain. They want to go out and do that. And I'm not saying it's the fault of the kid if something bad happens to him. Absolutely not. That's a disgusting thing to say.
The fact of the matter is
that you would even say that to me.
The fact of the matter is that this young one is going to want to drink anyway. So why not let her do it in front of her mother with her mother's consent?
Yeah, it's in what world can we say that's not safe? Because in any other world, they could go off and do a whole lot worse. I'm not saying it's their fault, and I would like you to take back that thing about victim blaming.
No, I'm asking you the question. I didn't say you are a victim. I said,
okay. No, my bad.
No, is it not victim blaming that to say, okay, I want to read out this message, though. I mean, we are actually going to read it out. Because
this is the one from Noreen.
Yeah, Noreen's an absolute, I'd love to use for her, but here's what she says. She's hanging up on JJ, by the way, when he tries to ring her. Noreen here. Jeremy is 100% right. Don't agree with me, Noreen. Thanks. These parents who allow their teenagers to drink on holidays are setting themselves up for trouble. All these girls are going to be sexually assaulted.
Oh, Jesus, Noreen.
All these girls are going to be sexually assaulted because they'll be out of their heads and then they'll come crying to you lads. These parents are setting up their daughters for sexual assault and they're happy about this. That's disgusting,
that is disgusting, Noreen.
Okay, yeah.
What do you think of that, Sean?
No, that's Jesus Christ. Now, I never even brought that word up, sexual assault. But you know, you're literally saying if girls go out, they're going to get sexually assaulted. Like, that's their fault. No, that's disgusting. Yeah. I don't agree with that at all.
Well, fair play. Thank you, Sean. Cheers. That's not disgusting.
That is disgusting. I'd read that message again.
Why don't you read it a second time?
Because I'm shocked by it. These parents who allow their teenagers to
She says at the start, I agree with Jeremy 100%. I never said
anything of the sort.
You're not agreeing with me. Thank you very much.
These parents who allow their teenagers to drink on holidays are setting themselves up for trouble. All these girls are going to be sexually assaulted when they get older because they'll be out of their heads. They'll be assaulted and they'll come crying to you guys, setting their daughters up for sex assault, and they're happy about this. That is, I mean, talk about victim blaming. No. This mother allowing her teenager to have a drink.
Now, while I find what Noreen is saying disgusting, maybe some of you agree with it, I will be teaching my girls, though, not to get out of their head on holidays on drink. Is that not the responsible thing to do?
Out of their heads anywhere.
Now, obviously, if one of my daughters rang me and said she was after being assaulted, God forbid, on holiday, the first thing I wouldn't say to her was, well, that's your fault for being so drunk. But you will. It probably is. Or is it a bad thing to say to your daughters?
Don't get too drunk.
Yeah.
No, no, not at all.
It's a good
at home or abroad.
Yeah, that's okay to say, isn't it?
I'd give that advice to anybody.
But is that not victim blaming?
No, I would give the advice to anybody. Don't get too drunk because you've no control over yourself.
No, a man isn't going to be sexually assaulted if he's too drunk.
I don't know about that.
But he's not.
Or assaulted. It's not a good idea for anybody to get too drunk. Simple as. Our number is 085-825-2626 if you would like to get involved in this conversation. A lot of reaction to Noreen's message. Shannon says, Noreen is generalising all women who go out. Sexual assault doesn't just happen teenage girls, and it doesn't just happen women who've been drinking. Noreen, give your head a wobble, says Shannon. Thank you very much indeed.
Opinions Matter. Opinions Matter. With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Trevor, what do you make of that message that I read out a couple of minutes ago there from Noreen, that you're setting your daughters up for potential harm in the future? And that's putting it politely as to what she said.
Yeah, there was the harshness to it, Adrian, but isn't there also an air of truth? Have you and your co-host, not a prime example, said in the past, I watched this lad ply this girl with drinks and tried to walk her out of the bar, I had to intercept her in the past. Have you not said, has Jeremy not said something like that?
Yes, we have said that, yes.
There you go.
In fact, and I want to read it, this is the God Honest Truth, and I'm going to read out this message for you now. Because a friend of mine, who I became friends with because she used to go to a gig that I used to do years ago, she sent me a message actually the other day, and I want to read it out for all of you. Because it is about this. It's about women getting drunk and putting themselves in harm's way. And we were chatting about a club I used to work in and how she used to, now she doesn't drink anymore, but she used to get rotten, rotten drunk. And I remember you'd see men buying her drink at the bar and they'd be buying her doubles on the sly and plying the drink into her. Anyway, she sent me a message when we were talking about it the other day. She says, I will always be grateful for the amount of sleazy men. Now, there's the message there. I'll always be grateful for the amount of sleazy men that you protected me from on nights where I drank too much. Thanks. I hate to think what would have happened had you not been there to pull them away from me. And that's the God honest truth.
I always feel vindicated. Because, Jeremy, at the end of the day, you're talking about this family that are on a foreign holiday. We don't even know what happened to the parents. Like, they could have gone rotten drunk, taken the right out of the child who was rotten drunk. She could have gone to the toilet and been attacked.
Stay there for a second because, Jessica, you're going mad listening to this. Why?
Yeah, because I was sick of Trevor going to go and you let your child.
Here we go.
There they come from a scummy family. Throw up you for 5 minutes where you've had a child.
Listen, are you not the same girl who was on the phone a week or two ago saying you beat your partner if she cheated on you? I won't even listen to a word you bleed and say.
Yeah, well, fine, whatever you want to think, Paul. No, if you just because you
can't get your words wrong. You said you'd beat your partner if she cheated on you. Yeah, okay. You're a fucking strong role model for a strong relationship.
We're not talking about that. Didn't you tell me?
Okay, let's stick to the topic. Okay, yeah. Let's stick to the top. Jess, let's stick to the topic.
Yeah, you don't like
okay?
Me throwing back at you. You condition, but you can't take it.
No. We're going to stick to the topic. You just said, we're going to stick to the topic,
you're
okay, Jess? Let's not insult each other. Jess, listen, you're a beater. Let's stick to the topic. Would you allow your daughter to go drinking at 15?
Out drinking? No. In supervision, yeah, because that's what happened with me. Had a 2-drink limit. So if you want to say that,
so you let your child? No, Jess, you're not listening to me, Jess. Jess, take it out of your ears. Would you let your child go drinking? Would you go drinking with your child at 15? Jess, come on, Jess, answer me.
No, I'm not listening to you.
Yes, you are listening to me because you're responding to me, Jess. Come on, would you let your 15-year-old go drinking? Would you go drinking with your 15-year-old, Jess? Lads, I'm here in tumbleweed here, you know what I mean?
Lads, I'm not fucking talking to him.
What's the point of having this one on?
Don't get him fucked.
What's the point of having this one on?
Well, it's him that, that annoys you.
I can do this all day, Trevor. You can keep talking to me. I'll
so, Jess, you're calling into a show about me who has annoyed you, but yet you won't indulge me in a conversation. Okay, Jess, well done.
I'm not talking to you, you fucking moron. I'm going to do the same thing.
But, Jess, you're talking to me.
I'm just not going to acknowledge it.
Well, you just did, Jess. Come on, Jess, tell me. Would you go drinking with your 15-year-old?
I can stay quiet on this line for all day if it takes, unless they fucking get rid of fucking you or cut your mic.
Jess, I don't think you can stay quiet for 3 seconds, you know what I mean? I'm telling you now, I don't think you can stop talking.
Sorry, the two of you are that immature that you can't even have a debate about something without...
Jamie, I'm trying to talk, but she won't talk to me. She won't answer a legitimate question.
Hang on, we like to...
I'm not in a short fucking trap.
We act as the mediator. Jess, what do you want? What's Trevor saying that's annoying? Trevor, stop laughing.
I was going to turn his mic off so I can't fucking hear him laughing.
Okay, go on. I will. Yeah, go on.
He comes up every time, whether it's to do with drink or drugs or whatever, always trying to find a way to put people down as scummy, this, that, and the other, as if he is some king of all people.
Okay, his point was, if you are a parent allowing your 15-year-old daughter to drink vodka and coke on holidays, you're a scummy parent. That's what he said.
It's not like the daughter's going out knacker drinking. She's being supervised. I don't see what the problem is. It's better to be supervised than let your child go knacker drinking. You don't know where they is, what they're drinking or where they are. At least on the holidays, they're there in front of them. They can say, right, you've had enough.
Okay, and Trevor, she's right in what she's saying. It's supervised and mammy can say, no, you're only having two or you're only having three, you've had enough.
First of all, Adrian, I love how she has a go at me for coming on about drugs and drink topics when I'm a bad father. Okay, anyway, listen, go back to the topic.
I know you're trying to label everyone as fucking
you,
scummy.
Jess, you're talking over me, Jess. Come on, stop.
Oh,
you have
yeah,
to say, okay?
Nice
be quiet.
It's
be quiet,
nice
sit in the corner, good
it's
little lady,
nice
okay? Now, listen, Adrian, right?
You
at the end of the day, we don't know how rotten... Jess, relax, will you? Jess, you're getting your knickers in a bunch now, relax. Right, Adrian, to the question you asked me, right? We don't know how rotten the parents got drunk, right? We don't know how drunk the girl got. The parents could have gone rotten drunk, stumbled out of that bar, went to one direction, the daughter could have gone the other. What the fuck do we do about the daughter then? Who do we blame if something happens to her? We blame the parents, because the parents openly gave her hard drink. Her parents are scum. Jess cannot answer a simple poxy question. So I'm not even going to waste my breath on her.
And she's hung up anyway, so she doesn't want to waste her breath.
Come back.
Okay,
everybody say bye-bye, Jess.
Stay with me for a second. I want to go to Kathleen. You're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Kathleen?
Hello, Adrian. How's it going?
Good, thanks. Kathleen, what do you make of a mother allowing her 15-year-old to have a couple of vodkas when they're on their holidays?
No, I don't agree with it. I've never been on holidays with my children because I don't go on holidays, but I would never encourage my child and I would never sit in the pub with my child and allow them to have a drink at 15. It's just wrong.
Okay,
wrong.
A lot of people arguing that... It's not that bad. She's being supervised. They're on holidays. You're in a different space altogether. And, you know, they're in a bar. They could have been at a karaoke bar or whatever. And that, you know, there's no harm having one or two.
Well, there is harm. As far as I'm concerned, there is harm, Adrian. I have 5 children and I would have never sat in the pub with them at 15 or at any time, to be honest, and have a drink with them. No way. It wouldn't happen.
Even on holidays?
I don't go on holidays, Adrian. I don't go on certain holidays. But no, not even on holidays. No, 15 is too young. Don't eat children.
So is this, and I mean, it's what Trevor was saying a minute ago, is this irresponsible parenting?
Well, I think it is, yeah, definitely. I mean, as I said, I never watched my children 24/7. Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying I wasn't around 24/7 to see what they were doing. I've never been on holidays with my children, except for down the country. But as I said, I wouldn't, no way would I sit in a pub with my child and allow them at 15 to have a drink. No way.
And did you ever allow any of your children to have a drink before the age of 18?
Well, as I said, not at 15, I didn't, 16. Maybe they did on their own when they were out. That's my knowledge. But as I said, I'd never allow my children, even at Christmas time, to sit in the house and some people say their children have a little sip of wine or whatever. Christmas time, no, it wouldn't happen. It's just too young, Adrian. It's too young.
So you obviously believe that this parent allowing her daughter to drink is setting her up for harm, do you?
I don't believe it's setting her up for sexual assault and all
No, I'm even talking about harm from alcohol.
Well, yeah, I just I would say that, because as I said, I think I've been at parties and I've been around 15-year-olds, 16-year-olds, and I've seen 15-year-olds, 16-year-olds getting served drink in bars when I've been at occasions. Like, but I said, I just think it's wrong. And if children are 15 are drinking, they haven't got the sense to know, you know, what. And as I said, then that you think, well, it's all right. I'm still allowed to do it with my mammy and daddy or whatever. So it's all right for me to just do it anywhere at any time. And it's just wrong. They're 15, they're children.
Okay, stay there for 1 second if you can, please. I want to just bring in one or two more calls. It is far too young to be allowing a 15-year-old to drink spirits is the point Kathleen's making. Angela, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Angela?
Hi, guys. How are you? Thought I'd come on here and be nice and calm.
Good. Good, good, good. What did you want to say?
I used to be bad. Holy feck. No, it's too young. It's too young. And no, I don't have kids. And if I did have kids, I certainly would not be sitting them down at the age of 15 and letting them drink, no matter what it is. Whether it's a glass of wine, whether it's a vodka and coke, or whether it's a beer, I think it's too young. I think 17, yes, maybe gradually into it, but 15, Jesus, like, lads, it's way too young. You start off with two, and then it's three, and it's on holidays, and then it's on occasions, and then it's like, I'm going and I bring a couple of drinks, and then they're sneaking drinks, and then they're robbing drinks. I don't understand it. Like, and I can't believe I'm going to say it. I totally agree with Trevor. I totally agree with him.
What, that it is like, scumbag parents who allow their 15-year-old to have a drink?
Yeah, would you sit down there and have a joint with your 15-year-olds because everyone's doing it?
Maybe. There probably are some that would.
That's what I'm saying. And then again, would you sit down and do a line of coke with your kids?
No, probably not.
This is the way I'm looking at it. No, probably not.
Okay. There's a bit of a difference. There's a bit of a difference, Angela.
There is a difference. Of course there is. But I'm agreeing with Trevor. When did everyone stop saying no to their kids? When did they stop saying no? No, you can't have a drink at the age of 15. No, you can't have a drink at the age of 16. No, you can't. And I'm not saying there is absolutely no way on this planet am I saying it's victim blaming. But what you are doing is you are setting your kids up for a fall if you let them out drinking, because that's what happens.
Okay, but hang on. This mother didn't let her out drinking. She had a drink with her.
Yeah, what happened then afterwards if they're on holidays? You telling me that child didn't go meet her friends down the road? In Tenerife, are you telling me that if I know when I was away, we used to go to France every single year on holiday up until the age that I was 18. And my mother and father would say the only time that they saw me was once when I needed money and two when we were eating. Yeah. So when we were finished eating, we go back and see our friends. There used to be about 15 of us every single year. You'd always meet a crowd. You're telling me that at the end of the day, that when they are finished having their couple of drinks, they go back up to the room, they do their backside. We used to sneak out at 1:30 in the morning and meet all the other kids down the beach or down by the pool or somewhere on the campsite.
Angela,
and you're letting them out drinking.
Yeah, sorry for going across, Angela. We're after getting a message here. We asked the mother to come on, and you'll understand in a second why she doesn't want to come on. And I want to give a trigger warning. I know it's a very sensitive, it's a very sensitive issue for every person, but I know for you as well, Angela, sexual assault is a triggering subject.
So. Actually, I'll read it out.
Well, give a warning first.
You've just given a warning.
No, but that's what I'm trying to do. So, Angela, if you don't want to hear this, or if
No, that's okay.
No, but
that's okay.
I mean, it's not a triggering thing for me, but after hearing this story, so I just want to put it out there to everybody, because I don't want to, I don't want people to be offended by it or anything like that, or triggered by it. But this is a story that involves sexual assault on holidays, and it all stems from a message that came in. Who was the original poster?
Noreen
sent in a message basically 10 minutes ago saying, if you're going to ply your young one with drink on holidays and let her drink, don't come knocking on my door when
she's sexually assaulted. Okay, but let's have a listen to this message that's just come in to us from Mags. And she said, I'm crying listening to your podcast and that disgusting comment from that pig Nolan. Last year, my 16-year-old was assaulted in Spain. And how dare she say that it was our fault? We were all out for dinner in Torremolinos and her friend asked, could they go out on their own after? They arrived home crying at 2 a.m. Their drinks had been laced and then two animals sexually assaulted them. The police were useless. My daughter won't even leave the house now. Shame on that woman. I hope it never happens to her daughter. Women are not to blame ever. Please read this out. And that's from a lady called Mags. Jesus, right.
Now, there are so many things about this. I don't think, first of all, Mags, you are not to blame. And I'm sorry that that woman, that woman's message triggered you so much and brought back such, because I mean, it was only a year ago, so it's still very fresh. Well, no, women are never to blame for sexual assault. The only person that's to blame for sexual assault is the animal that, that carries it out. Do I think you did anything wrong then? Your 16-year-old go to a club. Where was it? Bella Madden or
Torremolinos?
Torremolinos, yeah. Costa del Sol. I don't think you did anything wrong then. Her and her friend go to a club. You have to give them some freedom. You can't wrap them up. What happened to them is absolutely appalling, isn't it? It's just
100%.
Now, when she says the laced, sorry, because the message is gone. The two, their drinks had been laced. What does that mean? Does that mean spiked, or does it just
their
mean?
Drinks had been? Sorry, they arrived home crying at 2 a.m. Their drinks had been laced, and two animals sexually assaulted them.
Sorry, Max. I know if you want to send this back, and I don't know if that makes much of a difference. But can you explain what laced means? What does laced mean to you?
Spiked. Spiked is exactly what it means. Sorry, Angela, you're trying to get back in there. Go on.
Now, it is nope. Nobody's fault. Well, the only person's fault is whoever assaulted them. Can I first say that? Second of all, she doesn't say if the girls were drinking at the table. Okay? Thirdly, and I'm not going to apologize about this. You left your 16-year-old go to a club.
Now, Angela, you can't say I feel sorry for what happened to that woman, but it's her fault.
And then take it back in the same breath.
I'm not saying
you
it's
are.
Her fault.
You are saying it's her fault.
No.
Oh, my God.
No. She didn't send her child out for that. She didn't. Absolutely no way did she set her child up for that. No way. But I can tell you, a 16-year-old child out on her own in Torremolinos is not right.
So
Jeremy, would you let your 16-year-old daughter go out to a club in Torremolinos?
I, to be honest with you, Angela, I'm not even answering the question. I because we have a listener who listens to the show all
it's
the time.
It's not her fault.
No,
it's not her fault. Not her fault.
I'm not answering the question because Mags is still listening to this. She's upset over what happened to her daughter. She's upset over what happened to her daughter. And you're asking me, did she do the right thing? Like, I'm not answering that question.
That's fine, but in my opinion, if you are listening, I am not blaming you. I am not blaming you. Because it is not their fault. It's not
Angela,
their fault.
She is listening. What are you saying? Are you listening for? She is listening and she's obsessed.
Okay, hold on. Jeremy, I'm apologising to her if she thinks I'm saying she's to blame. She's not. But I certainly would not have left a 16-year-old out to a club away on holiday on their own.
Okay, stay 16. There for one second. Sorry,
go on. People saying it's legal to go to a club at 16 in Spain. It's not. The legal age for drinking in Spain is 18.
It's 18, yeah.
And I don't know where people
it used to be 16, but I think it's been raised 18. But it is 18. I mentioned that earlier on when I was talking to Tony.
I just don't know, Angela, why you asked me that question. Would I let my daughter go to a nightclub at 16? I don't know how that's even relevant.
Well, it is relevant.
It is, of course
no, it's
relevant.
Not relevant.
So your young daughter will be 16 in 10 years. Are you going to let her go to a nightclub?
I'm not answering the question.
Why?
Are you all stupid? Given what's just happened in the last 5 minutes, I don't want to even talk about it anymore.
Angela's point was you probably shouldn't have let a 16-year-old go to a nightclub.
Is there something funny about
it? No, it's not funny at all. But I know there are people listening right now that will say, why in God's name was a 16-year-old allowed to go to a nightclub?
Oh, my God.
That's not victim blaming.
Well,
it's the first question that comes into most people's heads. Let me go to, who's online too? Oh, Gavin. Sorry, Gavin. How are you, Gavin?
I do door security, right? And first of all, that bouncer who let them into the nightclub in the first place was in the wrong. He should have stopped them, whoever, if they were going to a nightclub. she shouldn't have been even in the situation.
No, bullshit. Bullshit. Hang on a second. A 16-year-old should be... A 16-year-old should be able to go to a nightclub and even have a couple of drinks.
Jeremy,
what are you talking about? Sorry, Gavin. You're dead right. Firstly, the drinking age in Spain, as we've just discussed, is 18, okay? And you're saying 16-year-olds should be allowed to go to nightclubs.
You know what I'm saying.
Get a grip of yourself.
If the two of you stay quiet and actually let me finish the sentence, what I said is...
That's why there's so many men getting locked up, going off of young ones, getting done. So you think that's all right, do you?
Okay.
You think that's okay?
First of all...
If that's fair enough, if that's what you want your daughter to become, that's on your head.
You didn't even let me finish the question. Neither of you did, jumping in on top of me. What I said was, a 16-year-old should be able to go to a nightclub.
No, a 16-year-old shouldn't be able to go to a nightclub.
Why should be able to go to a nightclub? Why does a girl go to a nightclub? She goes to look for a fella.
Would you let me finish?
She doesn't go for any other reason. You're okay with that?
Would you let me?
Sorry, a 16-year-old should be allowed to go to nightclubs.
No, you didn't let me finish the sentence. You're cutting in before I finish the sentence, which is really irritating me. A 16-year-old should be able to go to a nightclub on holidays without being assaulted by two fucking animals.
Here we go, storming out again. Sorry, Gavin, he's storming out.
Oh, that's okay. That's grand. He's just not able to listen to the truth, like.
The fact of the matter is, and I agree with you, I'm not in any way saying that anybody's... The only people at fault for what happened to that...
It's the parents and the steward guard.
And the...
And
the bastard that assaulted her, okay?
She shouldn't have been in there in the first place.
That doesn't excuse what... happened to her.
I understand that. It doesn't, but when you think about it, right... How many young ones and young lads nowadays, right, have mommy and daddy wrapped around the finger that they're little angels? How do we know she wasn't kissing that same lad in the nightclub and told mommy him after? But when she met him after, she was so young, she backed over. How do we know? We don't know this.
Okay, and again, I'm not...
Do you understand where I'm coming from?
Yeah, let's make it perfectly clear. The person at fault here is the person who sexually assaulted this young girl.
He is the lad at fault, right? That's true, I agree with that. But another thing, she shouldn't have been drinking at 16 anyways. No, because they're like, when you think about it, right, there's so many alcoholics out there, right? There's so many lads out there taking fucking drugs. There's so many everything out there. So what's the difference of giving her a beer, right? So she go home and drink, so she gets a taste of it and she likes it. Then go giving her a bag of coke and then, here, try that. And so you won't take it when you go home. She will. If she likes the thing and she gets fond of it, she's going to take it. Like drinking a bottle of coke, this kid's like. If they like it,
okay, so again, you know? Back to the original conversation. You believe it is downright irresponsible of a parent to allow a 16-year-old to drink, and even more irresponsible to allow a 16-year-old to go to a nightclub when on holidays.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Good to talk to you. Thanks very much indeed, Gavin. And for those of you who are watching this on our Facebook page, you can see Jeremy's chair is just empty. He just got up and stormed. Wrecks my head. He used to do that when we were on the radio as well. Anyway, thank you for listening to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy. If you enjoyed the podcast, unlike Jeremy, please hit subscribe or follow. Click on the little bell icon on Spotify, and that way you'll get a notification each and every time we upload a new episode. And if there's anything you'd like us to debate on Opinions Matter, send us a WhatsApp to 085-825-2626. I'm Adrian. He was Jeremy before he left. We'll catch you on the next Opinions Matter.